This is an Iyun Shia for Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we're going to study the Mitzshem, the Sugya of Tzitz. And we know that Tzitz is Maratza al Atuma, and we're going to have a machlokes about the conditions that are necessary for Ritzui Tzitz. And that's going to be a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So let's go over this machlokes. We'll start with a simple pshat, which will be a little bit of a chazor of what we did over here, and then we'll try to take it more in depth based on primarily the Beis HaLevi. Now, it says the following, that in terms of Ritzui Tzitz, which is Maratza al Atuma, so you have a carbon that was brought to Tuma, and the Tzitz is Maratza. The Tzitz is worn by the Kohen Gadol on his forehead. That's called Al Mitzcho. And we're going to have a question about whether or not the Tzitz could be Maratza and generate Ritzui even in a case where the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz. Does the tzitz have some sort of independent or inherent power of ritzui, such that if a carbon is brought betuma, the carbon will be mechaper b'dieved, based on the ritzui tzitz, even if the Kohen is not wearing the tzitz? That is, in fact, the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The language of the Braisa Tzitz, Bein Sheyeshno al Mitzcho, Ubein Sheeno al Mitzcho, Maratza Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Odeno al Mitzcho, Maratza. If the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Tzitz, then and only then is it Maratza. However, if it's Eino Denu Al Mitzcho, Eino Maratza. So this is the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, as recorded here in the Braisa. Now, the Gemara tries to quote this Braisa in order to deduce from this Braisa the principle of tuma hutcha b'tzibur, or tuma d'chuya b'tzibur. We'll take a look now on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, starting with the Gemara of Omar Mar, which you'll see if you count down from the top of Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Seven lines down, you see the two dots. Omar Mar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ma'abrim. In other words, if there's an issue of Tuma and Rov HaTzibur will be Tmeim on Yudalid B'Nisan at the time of the Akrovas HaKarbon, then we add another month so that by the time the Karbon Pesach has to be brought 30 days later, the people will be in the state of Tara. Alma de Islay the Rabbi Yehuda Tuma Dechuya Hi Betzibur. That although a Karbon can be brought Betuma if Rov HaTzibur Atmein, but that's only a fallback position. That's B'dieved. That's Dechuya. It's not your ideal situation. So if we can do anything in our power to guarantee that the karma be brought betara, that's exactly what we have to do. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda insists that we be ma'abra the shana so that everyone could bring the Pesach betara. Now the Gemara posits a stira of Hasanya. What are we going to do with the Braisa that records the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda? The first opinion is that of Rabbi Shimon. Tzitz, bein sheyeshna al mitzcho, Ubein Sheino al Mitzcho Maratza, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. And Rashi explains, Bein Sheyeshno al metzach kohen gadol b'shas tuma u'bein she'eino al mitzcho meratza. In other words, everything depends upon when the karbon was contaminated, when it was mekabel tuma. If at that moment the tzitz was, according to Rav Shimon, bein al mitzcho, bein she'eino al mitzcho, it's meratza. So that Rashi understands that the critical moment that we're addressing here as far as Ritzu Tzitz is the moment of Tumah itself. The Yad Rama disagrees, and of course, according to his view, the whole enterprise of Ritzu Tzitz is relevant to the Shas Havas HaKorban. At the moment that the korban is brought, if the korban itself is Tomei, then the Tzitz is Meratz. So everything depends upon Shas HaKorban HaKorban, that's according to the Yad Rama. Then the Braisa records the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Odo al Mitzcho Meratza, Ein Odo al Mitzcho, Ein Meratza. The power of the Tzitz to be Meratza is only when the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Tzitz al Mitzcho. Omer Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon wants to prove to him that there is Ritzui Tzitz even if it's not al Mitzcho. From the case of Kohen Gadol, on Yom HaKippurim, where he enters into the Kodesh Kadoshim, and he's wearing the big day lavan, so he's certainly not wearing the tzitz, because the tzitz is made of zav, and that can't be worn, in kateganas sanei, can't be worn inside the Kodesh Kadoshim. And yet, the tzitz is meratzah. If, let's say, there was some tumah in one of the karbonos that have to be brought on Yom HaKippurim, the tzitz is meratzah. And that's explicit in the Gemara in Masechta Rosh Hashanah Chof Vav. And the din is that all korbanos tzibur that have what's called a zman kavua are dochem es hatuma. And Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that tuma dechuya hi betzibur means that you need a kapara, and if the tzitz is not meratza, then these korbanos cannot be ksherim. Amalo Rabbi Yehuda Hanach Liyom HaKippurim Shetuma Hutra B'Tzibur. Those are karbonos of the Tzibur. It means they have a Zman Kavua, and therefore we apply the principle of Hutra. So when it comes to a karbon of a Yachid, it's Tuma Dechuya B'Tzibur. And in those cases, the Tzitz can only be Meratzeh if it's Al Mitzcho. In the case of a Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim, we were talking about Karbonos Tzibur, which means Karbonos Zmanam Kavua. There the principle is Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, and the Tzitz will be Meratza even if it's Eino Al Mitzcho. Or alternatively, to say it even sharper, even more clear, is that you don't need Tzitz at all. In Karbon Yachid you need the Tzitz, and the Tzitz is not Meratza unless it's on the Metzach of the Kohen Gadol. That's as far as the simple pshat in the Gemara is concerned. What we want to study tonight is the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi posits the following suffix according to the view of Rabbi Yehuda. If you recall, Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that tzitz is only meratza when it's odo al mitzcho. And the Beis HaLevi wants to know, would Rabbi Yehuda require in the case of tzitz al mitzcho that he be wearing all big day kahuna? He's wearing all the eight begadim, the eighth of which is the tzitz, which is al mitzcho. Or would Rabbi Yehuda say that I need the tzitz al mitzcho to be meratza, but the tzitz alone, unto itself, even without the other seven big day kahuna, could be meratza? That's the suffix of the Beis HaLevi. And in order to answer this question, the Beis HaLevi analyzes the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. Now, In the 11th perek of Klei HaMikdash, the Rama writes the following: Kohen Gadol Mutar Lilbosh Bugadov Afilu Shelo Bishas Avodah. There's a special dispensation, if you will, special license that's limited to the Kohen Gadol and only the Kohen Gadol, allowing him to wear the Big Day Kahuna even Shelo Bishas Avodah. As far as the Kohen Hedjot is concerned, Asur Lilvosh Bugadov Ela Bishas Havodah. He's only permitted to wear his Big Day Kahuna Bishas Havodah. In other words, the Levisha of Big Day Kahuna requires a Matir, and that Matir is the Havodah itself. Yet, surprisingly, according to the Rambam, in the case of a Kohen Gadol, he has license to wear his Big Day Kahuna even in the absence of Avodah. It's Shelo B'Shas Avodah. He's not involved in the Avodah. And yet, he's going to be wearing, and he's allowed to wear his Big Day Kahuna. So the Beis HaLevi tries to explain this Rambam. Wherein lies the difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedjot? Why is it that the Kohen Hedjot is not permitted to wear his Bgadim, Shelo B'Shas Avodah, and yet in contrast the Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear his Bgadim, Shelo B'Shas Avodah? Says the Beis HaLevi, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that the tzitz is only meratzeh bi'odo al mitzcho. And the Rambam holds that in order for the tzitz to be meratzeh, you must wear all the begadim. And not just the tzitz itself. Remember that the Beis HaLevi has a suffix, he vacillated back and forth whether the ritzi tzitz, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Odo al mitzcho, requires the wearing of all the balance, the seven begadim, Big Day Kahuna, or not. Well, the answer to that question, says the Beis HaLevi, is that if the Rambam accepts Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds Eina Tzitz Meratzeh Rak B'Odo Al Mitzcho, then by definition you would require that the Kohen Gadol would be wearing all his begadim. Why is that so? Says the Beis HaLevi, the secret to this problem lies in the sugya in Zvachim Daf Yud Zayin Omid Beis. The formulation is Bizman Shebigdeim Aleim Kunasam Aleim Ein Bigdeim Aleim Ein Kunasam Aleim. A Kohen without Bigdei Kahuna is considered like a Zar. He doesn't have Kedushas Kahuna. Therefore, if the Kohen Gadol were to wear the Tzitz alone without the balance, the other Begadim, is Ein Kunasam Aleim. He would be like a Zar. Now what happens if a Zar, a non-Kohen, would wear the tzitz? Would it be Maratza? Of course not. That's ridiculous. And therefore the Kohen Gadol, in order to precipitate its Ritzui in the case of Tumah, by the wearing of the tzitz al mitzcho, would have to be wearing all the Big Day Kahuna. The Big Day Kahuna would be the prerequisite to make him into a Kohen. And once he's wearing the Big Day Kahuna, then when he wears the tzitz, he's a Kohen who's wearing the tzitz. And he has kahuna as a result of the fact that he's wearing all the Big Day Kahuna. And now with the tzitz al mitzcho, he could be meratza. Therefore, you're going to have to allow the Kohen Gadol, according to the Rambam, to wear all his Big Day Kahuna, even Shelo B'Shas Avodah. Why? Because you have to guarantee ritzui tzitz. And even the Kohen Gadol at this moment is not involved in the Avodah per se, but nevertheless we need his Ritzui Tzitz, because there are other Kohanim that are doing the Avodah, and some of the Korbanos are Tmeim. We desperately need the Tzitz to activate the Tzitz and let it do its thing and generate Ritzui for Kohen Tumah. Well, you can only do that, you can only validate the power of the Ritzui Tzitz if he's a Kohen who's wearing the Tzitz. A Zar who's wearing the tzitz would be meaningless. Now, what makes him into a Kohen? The Gemara says, "Bisman shebigdeim aleihem." And yet, we need the tzitz even when the Kohen Gadol is not actively involved in the avoda. So it means, according to the Rambam, we have no choice but to assume that the big day kuna could be worn by the Kohen Gadol shelo b'shas avoda. Again, let's go through the logic. If you were to argue the opposite, that a Kohen Gadol could wear a tzitz, I'm sorry, that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to wear big day kahuna unless it's b'shas avoda, then how would you set up a ritzui tzitz, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in moments when the Kohen Gadol is not actively involved in the avoda? Who's doing the avoda? Now other Kohenim are doing the avoda. So the Kohen Gadol per se is not involved in the avoda. How are you going to generate a ritzui tzitz? Elamai, you're going to have to assume the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz. Well, if he's wearing the tzitz alone, that would not be meaningful, because then he'd be like a zar who's wearing the tzitz. He has to be wearing all the big day kuna, and yet he's not involved in the avod at this moment. It must be that for Kohen Gadol, the Torah made a dispensation and allowed the Kohen Gadol to wear his begadim, even shelo b'shas avod. And that facilitates the status of the Kohen Gadol, who's now wearing the tzitz, al mitzcho, and the tzitz can now be meratza, even though the Kohen Gadol is not involved in the avoda. But he has to be wearing the begadim. If he's not wearing the begadim, how can the tzitz be meratza? He's not even a Kohen Gadol. He's not even a Kohen Hedjot, if you will. Because bizman shebigdeim aleihem kunasam aleihem. I mean, that's a principle that applies to all Kohen. So in effect, what we're saying is, we must assume that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear his big day kunas shelo b'shas avoda, in order to facilitate the power of the tzitz, to activate the tzitz. So shelo b'shas avoda, we must have the Kohen Gadol wearing the big day kuna in order that he could be kunasam aleihem, and now the tzitz could be meratz. That's as far as the Kohen Gadol is concerned. But with regard to a Kohen Hedjot, he's not achieving any sort of a ritzui on the karbon, and therefore he's not allowed to wear his big day kahuna unless it's b'shas avoda. Right? It would be disrespectful to the big day kahuna to wear the big day kahuna just for the sake of kef, you know, to as a uniform, if he's not involved in the avoda. When he's a kohen oved and we need big day aleihem kunasam aleihem, he has to wear the big day kahuna in order to set himself up as a kohen. He gains that stature. Otherwise, he's a zar. So for the sake of the avoda, b'shas avoda, obviously he's going to wear the big day kuna, and that's his mitzvah. But shelo b'shas avoda, to enjoy the benefit of wearing big day kuna, for what purpose whatsoever? In the case of a Kohen Gadol, there's a definite purpose, an absolute urgent need for him to wear the big day kuna, shelo b'shas avoda, in order to allow for the tzitz to be meratzah, even though the Kohen is not actively involved in the avoda. But in the case of a Kohen Hedjot, what urgent need is there for the Kohen to wear his begadim when he's not involved in the avoda? Bishlei b'shas avoda, he has to wear the big day kuna, otherwise it's ain kunasam aleihem. But shelo b'shas avoda, what would be mate, what would allow the Kohen Hedjot to wear his big day kahuna? It would be an insult to the begadim. He's like, nene min ha-begadim, l'shem anos atzmo, not for the sake of the avoda. Just make a bracha, brachat adi nerlei mechalam shakol niyam midvaro. Now, all this, says the Beis Halevi, is within the context of the Shitas HaRamba. However, Tosis in two places, in Masechta Kiddushin Samach Vav and in Masechta Yuma Samach Tes, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, Ritzui Tzitz does not require that he wear all the begadim. There is Ritzui Tzitz if he's wearing the tzitz alone without any of the other begadim, which is again going to be a tzarchi in Gadol. How does that operate? Because we have the sugya in Zvachim Daf Yud Zayin that Bizman Shebigdeim Aleihem Kunasam Aleihem. If the Kohen Gadol is wearing his tzitz without any of the other begadim, how could that achieve ritzui when he's not even a Kohen? He's a zar who's wearing the tzitz. But leaving that question aside, we have in sum a machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos. Whereas the Rambam holds that you need, the Kohen Gadol must be wearing all the begadim in order for the tzitz to be meratz. Otherwise, he's not a Kohen who's wearing the tzitz, he's a Zara who's wearing the tzitz. And Rabbeinu Tam insists that for Ritzi Tzitz, all you need is that the Kohen Gadol wear the tzitz. He doesn't have to wear any of the other begadim. Let's try to see if we could put this machlokas into some perspective, to analyze this machlokas between the Rambam and Tosis as to whether or not the tzitz requires that the Kohen Gadol wear all the begadim. Now, let's talk about a location outside the premises of the Beis HaMikdash. That's called Medina. Can a Kohen Gadol wear his Big Day Kahuna in the Medina? Meaning in a place that's not fit for the Avodas HaKorbanos, it's outside the environs, the boundaries of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, we mentioned before, the Rambam adds the following point, that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to wear his Big Day Kahuna in Medina. Tosis, on the other hand, holds that a Kohen Gadol, not only is the Kohen Gadol also to be Lovesh Big Day Kahuna in Medina, and that's one halacha that we can understand, and in that sense Tosis agrees with the Rambam, but the exception to that rule is the tzitz. And the Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear the tzitz even outside the confines of the Beis HaMikdash in the Medina. Says the Beis HaLevi, the Rambam holds that since we accept the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, Einat tzitz meratzo kak ba'odu al mitzcho, it means that the tzitz does not have any inherent power in and of itself to generate a ritzui, but rather the tzitz within the context of avodas hakarban, meaning you have the Kohen Gadol who's roi for the avoda, then the tzitz could be meratzah karbanos bitumasa. And we could even go a step further and say that the ritzui tzitz is an avoda per se. It's kind of like an avoda. Again, you may say, well, what do you mean an avoda? Avoda requires, you know, shechita and kabbalah sadam, zrika sadam. I mean, none of the avodas apply here. He's just wearing the tzitz and that's it. But nevertheless, since the tzitz has an impact on the ritzui hakarman, it's like an avoda. It's not exactly an avoda, but it's certainly like, it has a certain kinship to the avoda. And therefore, the tzitz could only be meratza within the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Makom Avoda. The Medina, outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's not called the Makom Avoda. There won't be any ritzui tzitz. And therefore, the Rambam holds that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to wear the tzitz in Medina. Why? Because the tzitz is part of the avoda. And again, we saw earlier that the Beis HaLevi was medayik from the Rambam, that when the Rambam has tzitz ritzui, that means that the Kohen Gadol is wearing all the begadim, because otherwise it's not kunasam aleihem. And this kunasam aleihem, which requires levishas big day kahuna, applies in the makom avoda to set up a kein avoda of ritzui tzitz. Hence, there could be no license for the Kohen Gadol to wear the tzitz outside of the Makom Avodah, namely in Medina. Tosis, on the other hand, holds that Ritzui is not an Avodah at all. It doesn't have a kinship to Avodah because it's only a Maratza on Tumah, but it's not an Avodah per se. It doesn't generate any sort of Kapara. It's not a Zrikas Adam. And if it's not related to Torah Savoda, therefore the Ritzui could be operative and meaningful, even Bimedina. You don't need a Makom Avoda because it's a whole different process. Let's just emphasize that according to Beis HaLevi, the machlokas between the Rambam and Tosis is a fundamental machlokas about the perspective or the categorization of Ritzui Tzitz. How do we define the essence of Ritzui Tzitz? Whereas the Rambam sees this as part of the overall concept, the all-encompassing concept of avoda, within the context of avoda, the purpose of which is to achieve ritzui, then since it's also a ritzui, it's also kein avoda. And if that be the case, then the Kohen Gadol could be maratze in a place where there is avoda, the makom haroi l'avoda, and that's only in the Beis Hamikdash, but not outside the confines in the Medina. So since Medina is not a makom avoda, and the operation of the tzitz is a kind of an avoda, therefore cannot be maratze shalom b'makom avoda. And therefore the Kohen Gadol is not even allowed to wear the tzitz in Medina. Tosis, on the other hand, cuts the umbilical cord here between ritzui tzitz and avodas hakarbonos. Ritzui tzitz is not to be classified or defined as Torah avoda, and therefore Tosis is of the opinion that the ritzui could be operative even by Medina, even though it's not a makom avoda, because the whole process of ritzui tzitz is totally foreign to avoda. It has no connection to avoda, and therefore why should you require a makom avoda, and the tzitz could be maratza in Medina? And all this is going to shed a very profound light on the machlokes between the Rambam and Tosis that we presented before, as to whether or not the Kohen Gadol, when he wears the tzitz, he has to be wearing all the other begadim. The Rambam is going to insist he has to wear all the other begadim in order to be machshim as a Kohen or Oved, because tzitz is maratza the Torah Savoda. Tosis, on the other hand, who says that there's some sort of inherent power in the tzitz to be maratza, but that's not called avoda, would therefore insist that the Kohen Gadol, if he's wearing the tzitz, that generates a ritzui even in the absence of the wearing of all the other begadim. Because we're not dealing with avod over here. So when do we need levishas habegadim as a heksher? That's only when the Kohen Gadol is operating, is functioning as a Kohen Oved. But if he's not functioning as a Kohen Oved, but rather for ritzui tzitz, there's no need to be wearing the begadim. And the nafka mina is going to be, in addition to the question of wearing begadim, of where the tzitz could be maratza. Could it be maratza in Medina or not? Well, Medina is not a makom avoda. The Rambam hence would therefore decide that there's no ritzui tzitz in the Medina, and therefore if the Kohen Gadol were to wear his tzitz outside of the confines of the Beis Hamikdash, he would be himself, in a sense, he'd be insulting the ritzui, insulting the tzitz, which doesn't have the power of ritzui. That's all because the Rambam Shita is that ritzui tzitz is ke'en avoda. But Tosis l'shitaso, that ritzui tzitz doesn't require the wearing of any other begadim because it's not an avoda, and it's not ke'en avoda. Likewise, it doesn't require a makom avoda. Not only would the Kohen Gadol be allowed to wear the tzitz outside the confines of the Beis Hamikdash in Medina, but moreover, that's exactly a method by which the tzitz would achieve its ritzui. And that's the paradox here, according to Tosis, of ritzui tzitz, shalom makom avoda Medina. Because again, the power of the tzitz is inherent in the tzitz. Again, there's a condition that the Kohen Gadol wear it al mitzchok u'ipaskin like Rabbi Yehuda, but that's not petoras avoda. It doesn't require the other big day kohun. It doesn't require makom avoda, and the ritzui tzitz could be achieved by the Kohen Gadol who's wearing the tzitz outside of the mikdash in the Medina. That's the sheet of Tosfos. Now let's get back for a moment to the machlokas between Rashi and the Yad Ramah that we mentioned earlier. Rashi, here in Masechta Sanhedrin, and elsewhere as well, he's very consistent, in Yuma Daf, Zayin Amid Beis, Imsochim Daf Ayin, Zayin Amid Aleph, Rashi insists over and over again that tzitz al mitzcho shel Kohen Gadol, to be maratze, is totally connected to Shas HaTumah. In other words, at the moment that this karbon, this animal contracted tumah, the tzitz is maratze, the Ramah. The Yad Ramah, on the other hand, holds that what does Shas Tumah have to do with it? That's totally irrelevant. The purpose of and the goal of the tzitz is to be maratza the karbon as a karbon, and that's for Shas Hakrovas Hakarbon. You need if you have Hakrovas Hakarbon Tumah, you need a ritzui, some sort of catalyst of a ritzui, and that's going to be the tzitz al mitzcho. But the tzitz al mitzcho, according to Yad Ramah, clearly means it's got to be there b'shas hakrova. What good is it if it was there b'shas tumah? It doesn't say that the tzitzis mitaris hatmeh, it makes an animal that's tmeh into an animal tahora. It's just a reason in the akrovas akarba, that the akrovas akarba will achieve its kapara. Rashi, on the other hand, says that the kohen gadol has to be wearing the tzitz al mitzcho b'shas tuma, at the moment the tuma was contracted. And perhaps this machlokas Rashi and the Ramah could be traced back to this issue that we've been discussing here as a machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos with regard to tzitz. Is tzitz a kein avod or is it not kein avod? Rashi holds that ritzui tzitz has nothing to do with the avodah. Therefore, Rashi holds that it's shaykh to have ritzui tzitz b'shas tumah. Ritzui, or shall we say tzitz, is effective in its relationship to tumah. Therefore, the critical moment is shas tumah. The Ramah, on the other hand, holds that ritzui tzitz is part of the avodah, the way we interpreted the Rambam Shita. And if the Yad Ramah is like the Rambam, then you can begin to understand why the Ritzui Tzitz is totally dependent and connected to the Shas HaKrovas HaKarma, because it's Me'ein Avoda, and that's the Rambam Shita. So we want to derive from Rashi a proof that Rashi holds that Tzitz is not Me'ein Avoda, but rather tzitz has its own inherent, independent power of ritzui. With all the nafkaminas that we mentioned before, in the shitas hatosvis, that you don't need that the kohen gadol wear the balance of the begadim, you don't need that he wear the tzitz inside the migdash, he can wear it in medina, shalom b'makom avoda, because everything is inherent in the tzitz. But in truth, we have no proof from Rashi, because Rashi, in all these three places here in Sanhedrin and in Yuma and Psachim, is addressing the Shita Rabbi Shiva. Let's go back to the basics. Rabbi Shiva is of the opinion that Ritzui Tzitz applies even Kishe'enu al Mitzcho. There's no question in anybody's mind, no one could doubt this without being accused of being crazy man, that according to Rabbi Shimon, Tzitz is nothing to do, Ritzui Tzitz has nothing to do with the Shema Voda. Obviously, it's not even being worn by the Kohen Gadol. It must be that according to Rav Shimon, the power of Ritzui is inherent in the tzitz itself. And Rashi says, therefore, if you cut the umbilical cord, in the context of Rav Shimon, between Ritzui, tzitz, and avoda, then I can understand that we don't need Ritzui, tzitz, b'shas hakrovas hakarmon. Because Ritzui Tzitz has nothing to do with the Avodah, and hence Rashi comes to the radical conclusion that the Tzitz is Meratz al Tumah if the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Tzitz al Mitzcho B'Shas Tumah. However, that's according to Rav Shimon. Now we get to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds you need Mitz al Mitzcho. So it could be that Rashi in this case will admit that the Rabbim is right, that Ritzui Tzitz is considered Ke'en Avodah, and therefore you require Ritzui Tzitz b'shas hakrova. So when Rashi says that you require Ritzui Tzitz b'shas tumah, he was only addressing the Shita Reb Shimon. But when we get to Reb Yehuda, who requires that the Tzitz be al mitzcho, you can very well assume that the Tzitz al mitzcho is part of the Avodah. When we said according to the Rambam, the Tzitz al mitzcho is only in the Mikdash, not in Medina, and it requires the wearing of all the other begadim. So the Rashi could accept, at least within the framework of Reb Yehuda, that Ritzui Tzitz is Ke'en Avodah. Rashi says thrice that if it's Yeshno al Mitzcho B'Shas Tumah, then it's Meratza. That's because Rashi is addressing the Shita Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon clearly cuts the umbilical cord between Ritzui Tzitz and the Avodas HaKorbonos, and therefore it's not the Shas HaKrova that's critical, but rather the impact of the tzitz on the carbon itself, meaning the tumah itself, at the moment that it contracted tumah. Now let's get back to the sheet of Tosfos and how to reconcile Tosfos with the sugya in Zvachim that we mentioned earlier. Ein bigdam aleihem, ein kunasim aleihem. Well, wait a second. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Balei HaTosfos, there's going to be Ritzui Tzitz even when he's not wearing the rest of the begadim. Well, if that be the case, then based on the principle formulated by the Gemara in Zvachim Yud Zayin, he is not a Kohen. He's a Zar. A Zar is wearing a tzitz. What? That's ludicrous. So the answer has to be that when the Gemara says, Ein bigdeim aleim, ein kunasim aleim, that's only as far as Havodah is concerned. If the Karban was brought by a Kohen HaOved who's not wearing bigdei kahuna, that means that the Kohen status, as far as that Avodah is concerned, is that of a Zar, equal to that of a Zar. But all other dinim that apply to a Kohen, insofar as he's a Kohen, do not require Begadim. For example, Achilus Kodshim, which is not part of the Avodah, or for that matter, Achilus Truma, or any of the Matnas Kahuna, or any other function of a Kohen, would not require Bigdei Kahuna. Bigdei Kahuna is a special halacha that's limited to Avodah. There's no shame Avodah if the Kohen Gadol HaOved is not wearing Bigdei Kahuna, because Ein Kunasam Aleim, he doesn't have a shame Kohen HaOved. But we don't need, for example, at the time of Achilus Kodshim, that the Kohen wear his begadim. He's not considered a zar and ein kunasam aleihem because he's not wearing the begadim at the shas avodah, achilas habasar, basar kodshim. So now again, we get back to the Rambam and Tosis. According to the Rambam, who holds that ritzi tzitz is kein avodah, and it's only maratza in the mikdash, we understand very well that the Rambam holds that he has to wear all Shmona Begadim because he's not a Kohen HaOved without wearing all the Shmona Begadim. Each one is Likuva. But in contrast, Tosis holds that Ritzi Tzitz is not an Avodah, it's Maratza even in Medina, and therefore he holds, Rabbeinu Tam, that he's not considered a Zar without Bigdei Kahuna, because this is just another function of the Kohen as a Kohen, which he has Kunasam Aleim even in the absence of Bigdei Kahuna. He's just wearing the tzitz. And it's no different than Achilas Kodshim, the example that we gave earlier. And we're not talking about Shas Avodah according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Baal Yad Tosfos. Because Ritzi Tzitz has nothing to do with the Avodah. It's inherent in the Tzitz. Just the condition is that the Kohen Gadol wear the Tzitz, Al Mitzcho, and that's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that we're working with. But if the Tzitz is Al Mitzcho, then it's an independent Ritzui. When I say independent Ritzui, I mean it's not part of the Avodah. It's not an active Avodah. It's in the Tzitz itself. Haraya, according to Tosfos, it could be Maratzi, even Bimedina, it's not a Mokum Avodah at all. And if that be the case, we understand very well why the principle of the Gemara in Zvachim of Bizman She'ein Bigdei Maleim Ein Kunasam Aleim is irrelevant to Ritzi Tzitz. And the Kohen Gadol has to wear the Tzitz, but he doesn't have to wear any of the other Begadim, because his status as a Kohen for all functions of a Kohen other than Avodah is not in any way linked or dependent upon his wearing a Bigdei Kahuna. And therefore, just like in Achilas Truma, the Kohen can eat Truma without wearing Bigdei Kahuna, so too, the Kohen Gadol could wear the Tzitz Al Mitzcho and achieve Ritzui Karbonus Bituma, even in the absence of wearing the other Shmona Begadim, because the Kunasam Aleim or Ein Kunasam Aleim is only as far as Kohen HaOved is concerned. However, we still have a major problem with Shita Satosvis. Because even if I accept this definition, that according to Tosvis, Ritzui Tzitz is not an Avodah, and therefore doesn't require Bigdei Kuno nor Mokom Avodah, doesn't require Bigdei Kuno for Avodah, nor does it require a Mokom Avodah. But nevertheless, this is a real problem. Here's the problem. The din is that the Kohen Gadol has to wear the tzitz in order to be Maratza. Now, there's no Toras Levishas Bigdei Kahuna on one of the various Begadim. It's an all or nothing proposition. Either you're wearing all the Begadim, and then you have a Mitzvah Levishas Begadim, or you're wearing most of the Begadim, or one of the Begadim, and that's not called Levishas Bigdei Kahuna. You need all the Begadim. If he's not wearing all the begadim, then even those begadim that he is wearing are not considered or classified as levishas bigdei kahuna. Therefore, if the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, and he's only wearing the tzitz, and he's not wearing the other the balance of the Big Day Kahuna, we should say that he's not considered Melubash Bitzitz, because again, Levishas Big Day Kahuna requires all or nothing, all of the begadim. So how does this work according to the Shita Satosvis, that there is Ritzui Tzitz even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing any of the other begadim? Well, where's the Levishas Big Day Kahuna? Tzitz is one of the Big Day Kahuna. It's the eighth in the set. So in order to explain the Shita of Tosvis, we're going to take a look at Tosvis elsewhere, also in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, and this is Tosvis Nazir, Nun Dalet Amud Beis, that Tachshitei Klei Matechos Mikri Begadim Kirichsiv Bigdei Kohuna V'yela Begadim Eshayasu and V'choshiv Tzitz. So we're in the 28th chapter of Sefer Shmos, Eila Begadim Eshayasu, and on the list it says to create the Tzitz. And therefore, if we have this principle of Tachshite Kli Matechos Mikre Begadim, and Tzitz is included in that list, and it appears in the chapter Shmos Chavches of Yela Begadim Shayasu, Tzitz is there, it's reckoned with, then Tzitz has halacha of a beged. It's called Big Day Kahuna. And you require Levisha, it has a Kiyum Levisha. Now again, let's emphasize that that Pasuk Ve'ela Begadim Shayasu doesn't mention Tzitz together with the other Big Day Kahuna. Tzitz is mentioned separately. And if you take a look at the interpretation of the Torah of the Baliat Tosfos, Baliat Tosfos al Torah, if you take a look at Rabbeinu Bachai, they both are bewildered by the fact that when the Torah enumerates the whole list, V'yela Begadim Eshayasu, it omits the Tzitz. And they suggest the following thesis, that since the Tzitz, is made out of Zahav, out of gold, it doesn't have the status of a Beged. A Beged is one out of cloth, something that's pliable, that can cover the body, but not out of metal. And if it's made out of metal, or in this case Zahav, it's not called a Beged. So if the Tzitz therefore is not called a Beged, it's a Takshit. So when Chazal say that you have to wear Shmonu Begadim, and each one of these Shmonu Begadim is Likuv, is absolutely indispensable, so that you could say that if you have seven Begadim, then Azlina Basa Ruba, so the Kohen Gadol is wearing seven out of eight Begadim, then in the light of the Baliat Tosfos al Torah of Rabbeinu Bachaye, since the Tzitz is made out of Zahav, it has the status of Tachshite Begadim, but it's not a Beged per se. And Tachshite Kli Matechos are not included in Big Day Kahuna and Begadim, that hence the Torah omits mention of the Tzitz in its list of Big Day Kahuna, because according to this approach, the Tzitz is not called a Beged. It's made of gold, one on the fight of the Kohen Gadol, that's not called a Beged. So you'll ask the obvious question that Chazal always speak about eight Big Day Kahuna. Well, they call it eight Big Day Kahuna because seven out of the eight are Begadim. But in Echinami, the Tzitz, which is number eight, is not a Beged. There are only seven Big Day Kahuna. That's what it says in the Baliat Tosfos al Torah in Rabbeinu Bachai. Now, if we accept that approach for just 1 minute, that the Tzitz is not a Beged, then we could suggest that a Kohen Gadol could wear all his Begadim minus the Tzitz, And that's considered Levisha's Bigdei Kuna because he's wearing all the begadim, even though he left out the tzitz. Let's take it in the flip side. Even though he's not wearing the begadim, and he's only wearing the tzitz, so what are we going to say? As far as the seven begadim, that's an all or nothing proposition. There's no Torah Levisha on Mikzas Bigdei Kuna. He has to wear all seven. But the tzitz, we said, is tachshite kli matechos, and therefore it's not included in begadim. It doesn't have a shem levisha. And if that be the case, then if the tzitz is being worn, but again, that word worn is a little tricky, it's a little misleading, but let's say the tzitz is being carried on the head, on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, but it's not a Levisha, because it's not like all the other begadim, it's made of Zahav, then you could begin to understand how, according to the Shita Satosis, there could be a Levisha of the tzitz without the other begadim, and the tzitz in fact could be Meratza without the other begadim, because of the inherent power of the tzitz to be Meratza. And even though absent is the Levush, the Levisha of Shar Bigdei Kehuna, it doesn't matter because tzitz forms a separate entity. It's a wing, a branch unto itself. It's not included in begadim, but rather in takshitim or kli matachos. And if that be the case, then we can answer our question. We ask the question, we know that Bigdei Kehuna is an all or nothing proposition. So even if you assume that the tzitz is Maratza outside of the context of Avoda, and we pointed out, according to Tosus, even in Medina, the tzitz is Maratza, but Chach, at least he should have to be wearing the other seven begadim because it's an all or nothing proposition, and Ein Onechshav Levisha Elam Kenu Lovesh Kol Bigdei Kehuna. But the answer is no. Bigdei Kehuna include seven out of the eight. The eighth, which is the tzitz, is not subject to Levisha because it's not a beged. It's only an ornament. And when that ornament, that tachshit, is worn on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, the inherent power within the tzitz itself to generate a kapara in a case of korban habah b'tumah is clinched, is guaranteed. So it means that we have, according to Tosfos, the following. That tzitz could be maratza without the other begadim. And the reason for that is because tzitz is not a beged. No, it's a klisharis, but it's not a beged. Number two, tzitz could be maratz even shalo b'makom avoda, which means in Medina. And we could have a levisha of the tzitz even shalo b'shas avoda when the Kohen Gadol is not actively involved in avodas hakorbanos, because again, tzitz is not part of the avoda. So tzitz is neither a beged, nor is it an avoda. So if you ask the question, how could Levisha's tzitz be meaningful according to Rabbeinu Tam without his wearing the other Bigdei Kehuna? The answer is because he doesn't have to wear all the Bigdei Kehuna. Well, let me just make sure we understand that. He has to wear seven out of the eight Bigdei Kehuna in order to activate the Levisha Bigdei Kehuna for avoda. And that's because seven out of eight are called begadim, but the tzitz that he wears is not a levisha bigdei kehuna because the tzitz is not a beged. And therefore, the levisha of the tzitz as a separate entity, even in the absence of any of the seven or all of the other seven begadim, can effectuate the ritzui of tzitz. And it's called levisha satzitz because the tzitz is sitting, you know, is placed on his metzah. And this is because the tzitz and the ritzi tzitz is not part of the avod. Now, according to the Shita Satosvis, even in Rabbi Yehuda's frame of reference, that tzitz has to be worn on the metzach in order to be effective, we still insist that he doesn't have to wear shar begadim because the tzitz is not a beged. So in a certain sense, we can make the following equation or the following analogy. In Rav Shimon's frame of reference, the tzitz is meratza even if it's ain't all mitzvah. So you don't need a levish at all. Now we can compare that to Rabbi Yehuda, who requires levish al mitzvah, but that's not b'toras levishas beged mi bigdei kahuna. For example, Rabbi Shimon holds that the tzitz is meratza even without levish at all. Rabbi Yehuda requires levisha, but it's not a levisha b'toras levisha spigdei kahuna. The metzach is just a din in kfiyas makom. This is the place, the location where the tzitz has to be situated in order to be meratza. And the tzitz is only kavua b'mkomo if it's on mitzcho. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. But we don't need a levisha of the tzitz because the tzitz is not a beged. We've seen that in explicitly in Rav Shimon, and now we're applying that same principle to Rav Yehuda, that even though Rav Yehuda requires the tzitz al mitzchah, but nevertheless, the tzitz is meratza independent of levishas big day kahuna. In fact, the tzitz is not classified as big day kahuna. It's only a takshit, but it's not a beged. And therefore, we understand very well that we don't require, according to the Balei Tosfos, a levisha on the tzitz. Levisha is an appropriate term when you're dealing with big day kahuna, and it's an all or nothing proposition, as we said before. But in the case of tzitz, which is not subject to levisha, we don't require any of the other begad, because that's a din in levishas begad. So Tosfos holds that it's enough if somebody is carrying the tzitz, and sagi bazesh and no say at tzitz lichudei beli shar bigdei kahuna, that he's wearing the tzitz without any of the other bigdei kahuna. Ad kan hakofa aleph. Now, let's propose here a chiddush, present a chiddush of the Gvuras Yitzchak. This you'll see on Kuf Ayin Gimel, the last paragraph on the page, that there are two dinim in tzitz. There's one din of tzitz as part of the series, the set, the Big Day Kuhuna. There's another din of tzitz that's unique to the tzitz. It's not part of a, tzitz is not a membership of a club, you know, as an equal carry card member, but rather tzitz has a dover miyuchad, a din miyuchad, that doesn't depend upon the other big day kahuna. So again, on the one hand, tzitz is one of the big day kahuna. On the other hand, tzitz is an entity unto itself, and it doesn't depend upon other big day kahuna. How do we derive this conclusion about the twofold nature or the hybrid nature of tzitz? Tzitz as part of Big Day Kuhuna as one entity and one set, or tzitz as a separate independent, enterprise that does not in any way integrated into the other Big Day Kuhuna? So we quote the Yalkut in Parshas Matos with regard to Melchemes Midjan. The pasuk says, Uklea Kodesh biyadam, and Chazal interpret Zeh ha'aron, V'yesh omrim Zeh ha'tzitz. So we have a machlokes quoted in the Yalkut in the context of Melchemes Midjan, when the pasuk says Uklea Kodesh biyadam. What is that referring to? Is that a reference to the Aron or a reference to the Tzitz? Now there's something called Kisvei Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi on various Masechtos. The authenticity of those writings is questionable. But what we do find in Masechta Yoma is an explanation that's offered here by Reb Chaim. The Gemara tells us in Yoma Dafayin Beis that there was somebody called the Shoel. He would stand in front of the Urim V'Tumim and ask his question. And Panav Klape Shechina. The direction is towards the Shechina. The Rambam codifies this statement, this halacha, in Perek Yud Mehilchas Klei HaMikdash, and he writes, Upanav Klapei Ha'aron. So where is the Shoel standing in order to ask his question through the Tumim? What we have is a Gemara in Yoma that HaShoel Omeid Upanav Klapei HaShechina, and then we have the Rambam in Perek Yud Mehilchas Klei HaMikdash who writes Upanav Klapei HaAron. So it means that Klapei HaShechina means Klapei HaAron. Now, there's a very basic problem over here in terms of the location of the Aron. Because the Aron is outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The Aron accompanied the troops, the military forces of Israel, B'shas Milchama. And if that be the case, how could you possibly have a She'ela in the Urim V'Tumim, which according to one man, the Omar, is Bifnei HaAron, when the Aron itself is taken out b'shas avoda, almost out to the battlefield, I guess you could say, and the Shoel is Panav Klapei HaAron. Now, what does this mean? The Aron b'shas Milchama is out there in the front lines, and we're going to ask the Aron any number of possible questions. He says the following: Bishleim, I could understand. Leman, the Omer Shtei Aronos Hayu. There was an Aron that went out with them to Milchama, but there was also another Aron. So that makes sense that the Aron that was out in the Milchama could not be addressed by a Shoel, because it's outside of the tchum, so to speak, the boundaries of the Beis HaMikdash. But there's one man, the Omar, this is the Ben's Bom Sukim and Baloscha, who holds that Aron Echad Hoya, there was only one Aron, Veloha Yotzil Milcham, and it did not go out with them to the battlefield. So now we're stuck Eich Nisholim. We had one man, the Omar, who says that the She'ela, which was asked by the Kohen, was asked in front of the Aron. Now, how could that be? If there was only one Aron and it was Yotzei L'Milchama, and we have a requirement that the Aron has to be in its location, and then we could do a She'ela of Urim V'Tumim. But now the Aron is on the move, and it's outside the confines of the Mishkan. And the answer must be that the Tzitz, which has the Shem HaMeforash that is engraved on it, is a replacement, a substitute for the Aron. And that means that when the Kohen is going to be Shoel, he's going to be Shoel the Tzitz. And we said that there's one man, the Omer, that says, let's go over it one more time, Yesh Omrim, when it says, Uklei HaKodesh B'yodom Zehat Tzitz, Yushalmi and Shkolin, ask the question on a pasuk in Shmuel, Vayomer Shoel El Achia Hagisha Aron Elokim, Delamandi Omer Shtei Aronos Hoya Kavonali Aron Mamish. But l'man the Oren Echad, and the Oren is outside the confines of the Mikdash, it's out there in the battleground. So the Kavana here, when it says Vayomer Shol El Achya Hagisha L'Aron, etc., and ask the question, that's only that the word Aron here is an allusion to the tzitz. Now we had a machlokes in the Yalkut, whether the Kli HaKodesh Koy Al Aron or Al Tzitz. And that depends on whether there was one Aron or there were two Aronos. Vakli HaKodesh Shalokhu B'yodam Hayu Kidei Sheyishalu Biurim V'tumim Debe'inon Sheyishalu Kineged Hashchina. So we see that the tzitz is called Kli HaKodesh, and it can function as a replacement for the Aron for the Sheilas Urim V'tumim. And this would appear to be the din of a tzitz that functions as a replacement for the Urim V'tumim for She'ela and replaces the Aron, is B'toras Kli HaKodesh. And that doesn't depend upon its being Big Day Kahuna. That's an independent power inherent in the tzitz. And the Shem Tzitz is all that we need in order to set up the She'ela, because the Tzitz has the Shem of a Farsh Chakuk Aleha, and it's considered a Kli HaKodesh, just like the Aron is considered Kli HaKodesh. Now, if that be the case, let's ask the following question. Tzitz is Meratzeh. Does this depend on the Tzitz being one of the Big Day Kahuna, or is it the independent, inherent power that sits itself, even if it's not totally, it's not dependent upon Big Day Kahuna? The tzitz is simply called Kli Kodesh. And the answer to this is that this is exactly the issue of the Machlokas, the division between the Rambam and Tosfos. Rambam holds that Ritzui Tzitz depends totally on the tzitz being one of the Big Day Kahuna. And therefore, the Rambam requires that he wear all eight Big Day Kahuna in order for the tzitz to be Meratzeh. In contrast, Tosfos holds that Din of Ritzui Tzitz is not in any way dependent upon the Big Day Kahuna, because it's not B'toras Avodah, and therefore all you need is that it become and be classified as a Kli Kodesh. And therefore, even if there's no Toras Levisha with regard to one or the other of the Big Day Kahuna, of the other Big Day Kahuna, but Ritzui Tzitz is different because it depends on the Shem Tzitz and only on the Shem Tzitz, not B'toras Big Day Kahuna. And therefore you don't require that the Kohen Gadol wear all eight begadim. Or you don't require that the Levisha, the Tzitz, take place after the Mokom HaMikdash where the Avodah took place, but even in Medina, the Tzitz is Meratzeh. Even though there's no Levisha's begadim outside of the Beis HaMikdash, nevertheless, Ritzui Tzitz is not B'toras Big Day Kahuna. It has nothing to do with the Avodah, but rather it's B'toras Kli Kodesh. Okay, we're running out of time, so we'll stop here. We got pretty much to the end, but there's another two paragraphs here which we can fill in, hopefully at a different occasion. Thank you.